Welcome back, MGTOW men. We've got some mail. We are back in the mailbag today. And this is what we've got. She almost had her boyfriend beat me up, and I did not know or talk to the girl. So interesting. And right off the bat, when I read this title, I thought of one thing. Your girlfriend just wants you to fight for her. You are a pawn. And the one image that comes to mind right here is the medieval soldier in the courtyard sparring with another to be knight. They are both pitted before the king, and the king says, go out in the open, draw your swords, and prove your worth to me. Prove your worth to me. Who is worthy to serve me? If you put yourself on the line and kill your enemy, surely you are worthy of me. And already we see a power difference. The king, obviously, for political reasons, is wielding this power over the knight. This, in terms of history, in terms of the fact that the king likely had a justified reason for being in power, actually makes sense. But today's version of this is petty. Today's version of this, the girlfriend often takes the position of the king that just sees you as a knight, and she wants you to prove yourself to her by felling your opponent. In honesty, she may not even have any particular love for either one. Rather, she just wants to see her own ego stroked. She wants to see who will put their life on the line and who will exert that force and ultimately who will possess that power, fulfilling the hunger for hypergamy. So today's ring is not the courtyard. It's the Coliseum. It's not the Coliseum. It's Bourbon Street. It's downtown Nashville. It's the strips of bars in any major city in the United States. And don't get me wrong, there are some great parts to those cities. But a bar on Friday night, the strip on Saturday night, you best believe that there will be men transforming to white knights come 1 a.m. to prove their worth in the ring for the king, or in this case, the girlfriend. So men, right here, you're just a pawn, and that's what I'm focusing on today. I'm focusing on this and this segment of female nature, as it can save some of you from the pitfalls of dating, from being clouded in love when in actuality, it's just a business agreement. And also, thirdly, for our own therapy, because I know I've been through it, and likely many of you men have been through it. So to get a modern day look at this, let's delve into an email that I got from a viewer. And by the way, to the bro that sent me the story, just letting you know that I added some transitions and cleaned up the email a little bit to let the narrative flow a little better, as it's not exactly word for word what you sent. But let's begin. Hey, Hoodie, I love your content. I'm 24 years old and I work in sales, and I see female nature every day as a door-to-door salesman. I can tell you many stories doing this job for 5 years, so the story I'm going to tell you happened in March. I stop by a local store every day to buy food and snacks for work, so there's this girl that works there, and I have never hit on her or looked at her in any way. I just pay for the food and go, and everything is close by, so I walk a lot, and I always run into the girl that almost had her boyfriend beat me up. I just walk in, since I'm always on the clock for work, so one day I was walking by, and she was at the bus stop, I'm assuming now we're outside of the workplace, with her boyfriend. I was walking by with my headphones in, and she was looking at me while I was walking, and I heard him yelling and saying something, presumably directed at me. So a few weeks later, I was paying for my food, and she was like, I got a boyfriend, and I'm taken. At this point, I was in shock. I told her that I didn't even hit on you or look at you, and that's why she was blushing and turning red. Now the good part. So this was 3 weeks ago, and I was walking home from a big workout at the gym. Out of nowhere, I felt a push, and I thought that someone had tripped me by accident. He, her boyfriend, tried to push me, and he said, stop stalking my girl. I was like, what the heck? Who is your girl? So he charged at me, and I had him in a hold. I was angry, and I eventually let him go and told him to calm down. He told me the whole story, how she was telling him that I was stalking her, and I wanted her. Ultimately, she just started drama for nothing. So here's the analysis. Thanks for the email. And if you want to read the Facebook post that he accompanied the email with, be my guest. It's from this past April. So bottom line, all that she wanted to do was use her boyfriend as a tool to get a dopamine rush out of. And by making him police you, she was testing to see how much he loved her. He was just a pawn, and she wanted to play that chess game. The guy is a pawn to her right now, as you likely did not do anything to pursue her, ultimately, as your words said. And what I see is a girl that is either bored in the relationship or wants to make sure that her boyfriend proves her allegiance to her, or a girl that is struggling with her own battle to attain self-esteem. Thus, she is going to project your interest, air quotes included, onto her. And as more and more women are coming from homes without any validation from parents that were completely, or any other role models, doesn't necessarily have to be the parents, we're completely distant, and more women that are turning to promiscuity to help quell that, more and more girlfriends are going to look for you to become her bouncer at the bar or her knight in the Coliseum. So I want to use this story as another reason for why you should go MGTOW, as if as you're just a pawn, and you're losing value by being in that relationship, as you went from a free man, a rogue warrior, to a pawn, and nobody wants that. Secondly, bring on the baggage, because this situation, this is just childish and immature. Ultimately, you're a bounty hunter for her. Okay, at least the girl's boyfriend was. So here are the four takeaways from this email. First one, as I've said, you are a pawn or a bounty hunter, and it's the bouncer effect or paradigm. So if you're a pawn, you're not in a relationship. You are an indentured servant. You are in indentured servitude. And I've heard other MGTOW men frame it as you being the court jester, okay? But think of it. If you're just this pawn that is sent in to protect her, you're not only the court jester, but you're also the knight. You're serving two roles within the kingdom, but she has usurped you, and you're not the king. She is the queen and the king, and is calling the shots. Thus, you've lost. And with the modern-day comparison, you're the bouncer at the bar. You're the gatekeeper, and you earn your keep, which is not your salary, but is rather sex, most likely in a relationship, but not letting people get into the bar. You've got to get a tight V-neck, do some curls, maybe some close grip bench press at the gym, maybe a little incline. Cool, you can be my bouncer. It's all good. Do you want to be that? No. The bouncer effect is created because you were just a pawn. And MGTOW is about being free and not reaching, and about reaching the value that you truly had the potential to reach and claim for yourself. And this is not that. He is in a bad situation. And number two, one of the most attractive things to a girl is when you stand up for her against another man, often physically, not really in things that have deeper, long-lasting value, okay? And we're not even talking about a murderer or an actual threat, just another Joe Schmo, most likely. Okay, and she likes this because it's one of the most attractive things to a female that is sorely looking for validation through other people and their sacrifices. It's an aphrodisiac. And man, looking back to Sunrise Hoodie as a blue-pilled, simplified white knight, it's surely laughable to think about. But never was I more attractive to my ex, when I think back of it, than a time that I got into a fight with my dad regarding my ex-girlfriend. And to summarize, he was basically like, Hoodie, snap out of it. You're being an idiot. And I was like, nah, she's cool. And this was right in front of her, okay? This was occurring in front of her in plain sight. And it was an instant attraction boost. I sacrificed one relationship. I get another one for about a couple hours, basically. So for what, you know, ultimately? And she didn't value me. She'd valued the feeling created through that encounter, not me and not you. And let's type relationship quotes into Pinterest and have ourselves a laugh, okay? The first one that shows up. Sometimes all a girl wants for you is for you to fight for her. Make her understand that you want this relationship as much as she does. So that's the first quote, the pawn quote, admitting that she wants you to unsheath the sword, okay? I'm not talking about any euphemisms here. And sure, maybe there have been marriages that have worked in the past and have been symbiotic. And thus, they're worth going to battle for that person, shelling out hours of your life to take care of them, dealing with a medical issue, whatever it was. I don't know. But this is not that, and this is not this, okay? It's not like you're getting mugged by a perennial serial killer in the streets of New York City. You need to defend them. You're just confronting Joe Schmo on the streets at any bar in any town USA most of the time with a couple drinks in you. It's petty and it's immature. The third thing is, there is an ill that is driving this, low self-esteem and the aim to attain validation. And if that's her goal, you're going to be dealing with significant baggage in the relationship. So right here is a perfect example of testing. You were not a threat to her whatsoever, okay? If anything, she had the interest in you. Also, it was a test to see how her boyfriend would respond and how he would respond to the fabricated encounter. And testing, when it's employed by the person that you're dating, is a giant red flag that indicates insecurity. And I could summarize it like this. When you have seen something that you don't believe actually occurred, whether it was positive or negative, the cliched response is for you to blink uncontrollably. You close your eyes, you open them over and over. It's a double take. And the reason that you do this is because you're testing whether or not what had happened was actually real. And the only reason that you feel a need to test something is because you're full of doubt. And in a relationship, you use a test in the same way, and you send out your boyfriend to patrol the outskirts of your relationship empire. And just as quickly as one blink passes and another test blink begins, another relationship test of devotion will be thrown your way when you're dating a woman with low self-esteem and one that is looking for repeated validation. Okay, we've seen this in men too, and this is all she has known. And essentially, nothing is ever enough. You think that. If I just prove it to her this time, we'll be good. If I get this trip to Cancun, if I stand up for her here, if I get the trip to Barbados, to Brazil, blah, 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 we will be good and I will have proven myself and my worth to her. And this is not the case because the root of the issue and the originator of the test is not you or anything you can control. Ultimately, it's her. And thanks to social media, constant FOMO, nonsense, comparing herself to the latest supermodel and relationship that she sees on Instagram, she is never going to be satisfied and is always going to be fighting a battle against her own insecurity. So number four, and this dovetails into my final point, you cannot please this type of woman. Ultimately, go make town. Thus, it's out of your control to please this person when you get stuck in these tests in the bouncer paradigm of modern-day relationships. And all of this is an example of the ineptitude of many men, including myself just a few years ago, in realizing what was going on and the hopelessness of these types of relationships. And men, it makes sense to avoid them and to go MGTOW because there are societal barriers that are in your way. You're not just dealing with Joe Schmo and the threat that he poses and cuffing your chick, as Kid Ink would say. You're dealing with larger issues that you can't even see and you can't even control as she scrolls through her phone before falling asleep at night or talks to coworkers at her job each week. Okay, this is why we go MGTOW, and this is why I bring up these stories of female nature and related to MGTOW. It simplifies everything. Makes sense. So don't be a pawn, don't be a court jester, don't be a knight, be a man that's going his own way and spending his time as he wants to. So if you got another story like this, I'd love to hear about it. SunriseHoodie@gmail.com, as always, or at SunriseHoodie on Twitter. Hoodies up, men. Hoodie out.